Congress passed legislation this week to fund the government into December, and today a U.S. House task force will hold its first hearing on the first assassination attempt on former President Trump. Joining us, CBS Washington correspondent Scott McFarland. Scott, we appreciate this as always. Let's start with lawmakers avoiding a government shutdown by pushing spending decisions to December. What was approved there?
It went pretty smoothly, but this is no Herculean accomplishment. I mean, this is like when your kid has homework due on a Monday morning, and instead of doing it Friday and Saturday, like you ask him or her to do, they do it like on the bus Monday morning on the way to school. That's what Congress just did here. They've given themselves till December 20th now, funding the government basically through the week of Christmas. Very few things change. I mean, they're going to keep government spending where it's been over the last few months. They've done a couple things. They've added some money for Secret Service to a better job protecting its protectees. They've provided some money for areas impacted by natural disasters and emergencies. But they've given themselves quite a bit of work to do at the end of the calendar year, just as this Congress and just as this president are wrapping up their work.
Let's talk about that. That's going to be a challenge doing that right before the holidays and before a new president takes office.
And what could be a pretty chaotic moment to begin with. I mean, we know what December 2020 was like when there was election denialism and all kinds of instability going on during a transition. Congress will have to function during that period of time in 2024, which leads variables, which means there's uncertainty. All of that raises the prospect of an impasse. And as evidence, that type of thing can happen. It happened in 2018. There was a government shutdown just as the Congress was ending because of all of the instability politically. And a government shutdown, even if brief, can have an impact on the markets, can have an impact on the economy, and really can derail the opening days and weeks of the new Congress and the new presidency. So they're playing with some nitroglycerin here.
Okay, so as mentioned, a House panel will start looking at the assassination attempts on former President Trump today. Scott, you were there for that first one. I will mention that. Secondly, this week, a Senate report highlighted Secret Service failures in that first incident. Can you remind us about some of the findings of that report?
It's pretty damning. The U.S. Senate this week, in its report, found that the Secret Service had breakdowns of communication, of planning, literal breakdowns of their equipment. Their radios weren't working. And it turns out that might have been a chronic problem with Secret Service radios, which is troubling to begin with. And they were supposed to have a counter-drone system to keep an eye on anybody flying drones, which the shooter in Butler, Pennsylvania very much did. But the counter-drone system didn't work. The technician had only a couple months' experience, and he spent most of the day on the phone with the toll-free helpline trying to figure out how to work the thing. And none of this is trivial. Obviously, there were vulnerabilities that were exploited, or there were red signs and red flags missed. The U.S. House Task Force on this attempted assassination is having its first public hearing now, and they're questioning some of the local law enforcement responders from Pennsylvania, all of whom rather gingerly saying that there were breakdowns in communication, that Secret Service and them weren't talking right or talking well. And all of that contributed to what was an unprecedented and horrific moment in American history. And I could just tell you, as somebody who was there that day, you could just see the tonnage of people, the heat. You felt it. You could tell there was a strain already on law enforcement, just dealing with the crowd and those elements on that day in that space. And all of this was not well prepared for, and that's become evident in the investigations.
Scott, when we look at this and then what has happened at the golf course, the second incident, is either, that Senate panel or now this House task force expected to take that up as well?
They sure are. These investigations are now expanding to include what happened and what didn't happen September 14th in West Palm Beach, when somebody with a high-powered semi-automatic rifle was within hundreds of yards of former President Trump just 2 months after Butler, Pennsylvania. I've heard members of Congress talk about this, express different opinions that are worth underscoring here. Some have said, obviously, this was incredible work by the agent on the ground who detected the gunman, stopped the gunman, turned away the gunman, and that local law enforcement eventually caught up with the alleged gunman. But that the person was in the woods near that golf course for 12 hours, allegedly, with a high-powered firearm, without anybody detecting that, and that Secret Service let Donald Trump still get so close to an area that might have been a vulnerability, maybe that's a failure. And I think that's why these investigations are going to expand to include all the way into preparing for that event and what could have been done better.
Scott McFarland, CBS News correspondent, thank you as always for being a frequent contributor on KMOX. We appreciate it.
Call anytime.